Good morning. The third nor'easter this month is impacting interior New York and New England with a wide range of effects. Light snow began to move into the region overnight and is starting to add up steadily, especially across eastern New York and New England. Most places are coating up to 2 to 3 inches of snow so far, so a slower than usual morning drive is expected. As the storm intensifies along the East Coast and works its way south and east of Cape Cod, the snow will pick up in intensity and heavier snow bands will back in from the coast. By far, the steadiest and heaviest snow will be closer to the coast and in New England, but the far-reaching effects of this storm will bring at least light to moderate snow to most of central and eastern New York and northern parts of New York and New England, where as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow will fall. This includes the Greater Capital District and Mid-Hudson Valley. In the Catskills and Adirondacks, and also central and northern Vermont, the Taconics, and the Rensselaer Plateau, we will look for 6 to 10 inches of snow to fall, while we will see as much as 8 to 14 inches plus as you head eastbound from New York through New England and toward the coast. Blizzard warnings have been issued for the immediate coastal sections of New England. The storm system will continue into the night tonight with additional light to moderate snow amounts, and for tomorrow, as it stalls over the Gulf of Maine and into the Canadian Maritimes, its circulation will continue to influence the weather, with moisture being wrung out as occasional light snow or snow showers dusting the ground up to a couple of inches during the day on Wednesday. All the while, the wind will pick up and become gusty, at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour. As the effects of the storm begin to wane later in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night, we'll have more in the way of drier weather. Still, scattered snow showers, blustery and cold weather will remain Thursday into Friday, with high temperatures staying in the 30s. As we get into the weekend, it looks like we'll dry things out with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, but it will remain on the chilly side of average for this time of year, with highs in the mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that powerful nor'easter is expected to hammer New England today with heavy snow and blizzard conditions near the coast as the storm center passes to the southeast of New England. The potential exists for mesoscale heavy snow bands to form near the coast, leading to bursts of heavy snow along with very gusty winds. Coastal flooding is also likely around times of high tide. A renewed surge of cold air will then become entrenched over the eastern United States behind the storm, leading to unseasonably cold temperatures for March to continue through the middle of the week, with Florida also feeling the effects of the colder weather, with a blocking pattern remaining in place across the higher latitudes. The nor'easter is expected to directly affect Nova Scotia on Wednesday and then weaken. The central United States then should be relatively mild and mostly sunny through the middle of the week under a large high-pressure ridge. The west will be increasingly wet and snowy, though, as well, and unsettled as a front approaches and moves inland. The greatest rainfall should be focused over the favored terrain of northern and central California, with some locations picking up as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain through Wednesday morning. Heavy snow is expected across the higher mountain terrain, with the greatest amounts likely for the Sierra Nevada mountains through the middle of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog. 7 degrees with an east-northeast wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and light snow and fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 28, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is falling rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, 1 to 2 inches, highs in the upper 30s. Boston, windy with snow, heavy at times, blizzard conditions, 12 to 18 inches of snow and highs in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature, 32, that's 1 degree below normal. 3/10 of an inch of snow just before midnight. For the month now, 24.3, which is 18.9 inches above normal, and 63.2 inches for the season, which is 10.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow, heavy at times today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight, windy, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with occasional light snow or snow showers and other dusting up to a couple of inches in most spots, especially across the higher terrain, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy to windy on Thursday and Friday. A few snow showers passing from time to time, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, breezy, cool, mid-30s, and mostly sunny, staying in the mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.